The top floor of the Avera Prairie Center in Sioux Falls is a labyrinth of hallways. Take several left turns and you'll find a bright room lined with windows. There are rows of sewing machines, ironing boards, and work tables bathed in sunlight. This is not a garment factory or a sweatshop. It's a medical facility. Groups of women show up here a few hours each day to design and create quilts. Every day of the week is a different group. Sometimes it's a pair of old friends. Other times there are as many as 7 or 8 volunteers. It depends on the day. Joyce Jacobson is in the Monday group. She lays squares of fabric on the table.
We're doing squares with a small triangle in each corner, and then those triangles will meet up with each other and make another square.
The colors are shades of purple and blue. In the pattern book, the design for this quilt is called Blueberry Pie. In the past 3 years, these volunteers have made more than 1,000 quilts. Mary Guth is a spiritual care person at Avera. After the quilts are finished, she blesses them before they are distributed to cancer patients. Each quilt has strings every few inches to hold the batting in place. But Guth says it has a different meaning for those who receive the blankets. Each string represents a prayer the quilters say when tying knots.
The reason it's called a prayer quilt is because they have the strings on them, and each of the strings represent a prayer that the ladies say, and then they tie a knot at the end to symbolize that that prayer is tight with God, close to God. And then I see it as a way of kind of being a community that's connected, because when we give it to the person, then after that they continue to tie knots every time they say a prayer for themselves and for, or someone prays for them. So that's kind of the ongoing connection.
On the opposite side of the room from the sewing machines, there are shelves and shelves of finished quilts ready to be distributed.
Whenever we need a quilt, there's one here.
Some have hunting designs, others have bright patterns and are designed for different genders and ages. Guth says she has seen the quilts used time and time again, depending on the patient.
Some want to keep them at home because it gives them a sense of comfort at their home, and so they keep them there. It depends. They can use them in many different ways. So, and I've shared this story many times, but we've had them, some of the patients have asked to be buried with them, and some patients have had them at their memorial service, and all the people that were there at the prayer service tie a knot at the end of the service. So there's been lots of some people, when they transition from here over to hospice house, take them over there with them. And so that's a real connection again about really our belief that we are all here for one another.
Thanks to the Avera quilters, patients have some extra color on their hospital beds. Another program at the Children's Hospital across town gives kids some color when they look up. The Sanford Children's Hospital allows chronic patients to decorate ceiling tiles. Carrie Kendop is a child life service manager at Sanford.
So you're seeing tiles with Elmo on them, all the way up to very abstract kinds of ones that our older kiddos are doing as well. So it's a vast array of different kinds of tiles that you're seeing too, which is a super, like I said, representation of our patients here.
Kendop says behind each tile is a story. There's a patient, a family, a recovery, and sometimes a tragedy that's being honored through art.
Unfortunately, kids do get sick, and a lot of the time, you know, when there isn't another option as far as being curative, and those chronic kids transitioned into a terminal phase of their illness. I believe in the legacy building process very much so. Obviously, that's a big piece of what Child Life does here and promotes. So I think just the fact that, you know, and not only the kids that unfortunately do pass away here, but the kids that just in general, overall, just have that opportunity to leave their legacy here and put their mark on Sanford Children's is really profound to me.
Some tiles are meticulous with detail of someone's happy place. Others have no objective, and the child just painted. There are also favorite characters honored, and sometimes it's just a name. There are more than 600 tiles throughout the castle. The bright colored patterns displayed overhead and the creative process in making these tiles play a role in healing and comforting here. The ceiling at Sanford Children's Hospital has become both a history and a legacy. This art splashed across the ceiling made by kids tells a story of healing and hospice that takes place. and more tiles are added every month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland.